Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. There will be no Golden Slam for Novak Djokovic. The top-ranked Serb lost to Alexander Zverev of Germany this morning, 1-6, 3-6, 6-1, in the semifinals of the tennis tournament at the Tokyo Olympics. Djokovic was attempting to become the first man to win all four Grand Slam tournaments and Olympic gold in the same year. Meanwhile, South Africa's Tatiana Schoenmaker set the first individual swimming world record at the Games, capturing the women's 200-meter breaststroke with a time of 2 minutes 18.95 seconds. Reigning BMX racing gold medalist Connor Fields was carried off on a stretcher after crashing in the third semifinal heat. Fields was fourth after his opening two heats and landed hard off a jump heading into the first turn in the third run. The 28-year-old from Las Vegas is reportedly awake, stable, and awaiting further medical evaluation at a hospital, according to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rays destroyed the Yankees 14-0. The Blue Jays thrashed the Red Sox 13-1. The Braves doubled up the Mets 6-3. And the Nationals split a doubleheader with the Phillies. Washington took Game 1 3-1, and Philadelphia rallied for the nightcap 11-8. The NBA draft was yesterday. The Pistons used the first overall pick to select Oklahoma State's Cade Cunningham. There was a blockbuster trade just hours before the event, as the Lakers acquired all-star point guard Russell Westbrook from the Wizards for three players and a first-round pick. According to two people with knowledge of the deal, the Lakers are trading Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and Montrezl Harrell to Washington for Westbrook. Taking a look at the weekend, Saratoga Racecourse will hold the 37th running of the Grade 1 $350,000 Alfred G. Vanderbilt Stakes tomorrow. I'm Jesse King.